All over the world, top 40 stations and their equivalents are on the lookout for songs with that catchy hook that will grab listeners. World music commentator Milo Miles notes that dance singles with international musicians sometimes have a good shot at big radio play. But he says it's hard to predict how well these records will go over. This one will soon be released in the U.S.
If they have any guts at all, record producers and radio programmers can prove that it's much easier to make audiences listen to a strange single than a whole strange album. A single goes by quick. It's an ephemeral thrill, one no less deep for that. For continental Europe, the left-field wonder single of the past year is Lambada by the producer-assembled group Kaoma. Kaoma features former members of the band Touré Kunda from Senegal, as well as singers and dancers from Brazil. Lambada has a slinky pulse with an Afro-Latin feel and highlights the old bandonian accordion, most familiar from tangos. The thirst for lambada is so intense in France, West Germany, Holland, and Spain that many rip-off versions exist. Here's an especially thick and cheesy one. Enough of that. If you heard the moans and groans in the background, you got a clue that part of Lambada's popularity comes from its notorious video, the kind that's invariably described as torrid or steamy. Will Lambada catch on in the U.S. now that Epic has released the single here? Initially, I would have said, no way. I mean, top 40 with a bandonian? But after listening to it some more, I gotta say, it's a catchy little sucker. You hear it a few times, you want to hear it a few more. This is some of the extended mix of the original Kaoma Lambada. You would expect compulsive grab-baggers like the English group called The Art of Noise to eventually snatch up a world music sound and make a hit with it. I'm not a big Art of Noise fan. Their cynical dance beats have been too predictable for years, and their campy remakes of songs like Prince's Kiss with Tom Jones have got to stop. Now, however, they have released a single, Yebo, featuring South Africa's Malathini and the three Mahotella Queens on vocals. This is the stripped-down version of Yebo.
Yeah.
You see why you never say
Malathini,
but always Malathini. In the past couple of years, there have been dozens of attempts to mix ethnic world beats with hip-hop and acid house disco. Most of the results turn out very clunky. By keeping the touch light and the bass rhythms just rootsy enough, Art of Noise have delivered a pretty fine world beat fusion single in Yebo. It's not a great one, but it beats the competition right now. By the way, Yebo is about Zulu warriors praising young tribal dancers. Finally, our Art of Noise using Malathini and the Mahotola Queens as an exotic gimmick, and one that Paul Simon thought of first, even? Well, kind of. But almost nobody has turned down having a hit single because it featured a gimmick. Who knows? You may be hearing Yebo all over the radio in early 1990.
Milo Miles writes about music for The Village Voice in the New York Times.